Blog Talk Radio.
For a shake, I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Asa Lama, make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surf, board, and high tide. I could just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography Rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stops, only in the color Cobras. I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real. It's going down for real.
And they already know me. It's going down further than FEMA's. Girl, get wetter than Katrina. You're my girl, you never seen her. My tents by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that clamp. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know you can't meditate.
What up? Harrell here. How you guys doing? All right. It's big night tonight. Last show before the KPX opening round. We actually going to give away a free entry tonight to the KPX. So tell a friend. Tell all your friends to listen in. I'm going to ask a question here in a little bit about the KPX. We're going to give away a free entry tonight, man. How about that, huh? But we're just hanging out. It's just me tonight. I don't know who's going to call in. We might have some people calling in. Who knows? You never know who's going to be cruising. But hang out. Be cool. Be ready to dial in. 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. Give me a call, all right? As soon as I ask a question, you can give me a call now and we can chat. I don't mind. All right? I really don't mind. So, let's do this. Let's listen to a few more songs, and we'll be right back. This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm as fresh as I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind where I'm going. The women, the shorties know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on. Unlike my Dewey, that's always on. I know the storm is coming. My pockets keep telling me it's gonna shower. Call up my homies, it's on. And popping the knock cause it's meant to be ours. We keep a fadeaway shot cause we ballin' and spittin' up Patron every hour. Look, mama, I owe you just like the flowers. Girl, you the truth with all that goodie power.
Beautiful to be found. It's going down. From the top of the pole, I want to go down. She got me throwing my money.
that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Walking. Watch your mouth. I know you're clean. swollen. You're bleeding. Glory. By the courthouse with windburned skin, that man could give up.
What up? How we doing out there? All right, so here it is, you guys. I got to get this going because it might take you guys a while to figure out this question, all right? It's a pretty easy question. Actually, it's not really an easy question, but it's a pretty basic question. And here it goes, okay? This is to win a free entry to the KPX race this weekend. That's what we're going to win, all right? A free entry to the KPX race. And the question is, very simply, who won the very first KPX race in the senior division? What senior won the very, very first KPX race? Who did it? Who did it? Tell me who did it. Who won the very, very first KPX race? I know who it is. So give me a call. 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. All right. Give me a call. All right. Call. Let's win. I want you to win.
Double head, don't put me to shovel hair.
All right, all right, all right. So I've got a few callers that call in. I haven't even seen who they are, so I'm just going to bring them right on and see who we got here. Hump Day with Harrell, how we doing?
Hey.
Who's it? Oh, this is Matthew Winfrey.
Hey, I know it.
What's up, Bubba? Was the first?
Grayson Brown.
Oh, you got it, dude. My first caller that I ring on? How'd you know
found
it was Grayson Brown?
I looked it up, and it was on eCardi News, and it said Agan pulled away for Heat 2 and Heat 1, and then it said Grayson pulled away with the win.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
There you go. That was too quick, man. You should donate
Woo.
It back.
No, not today.
Pops is going to be happy, huh? He's going to be like, man, yeah, they're saving me money. I can't believe you won it. I can't believe the first caller. Everyone give it up. Give it up for Matthew Winfrey. He's a man. He's a man. He's a legend. Give it up. I mean, I'm kind of tripping. Because the first person is you. And the first person answered it. I thought that would be a little bit of a stumper. You know what I'm saying? I thought it would go for a little while. But, well, congratulations, bro. Your KPX round is paid for, man. Courtesy of KPX headquarters. Them boys got your back, all right? They donated to us. We donated to you.
Is it just the first race?
What do you mean? Yeah. You don't get the whole season, bud.
All right.
Man, Winfrey, man. You give these kids an inch, they want a mile. You know what I'm saying? But, well, right on. I'm glad it was you, Winfrey. You deserve it. You're a good kid. Your pops is good. You guys spend a lot of money doing what you do, so I'm glad to see you guys get it. I really am. Let me play another song. Make sure we got what we need to get from you, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell. You're listening.
Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass,
cut it, that's what it means.
All right, so we just gave away a free entry to the KPX to Matthew Winfrey. I think Skip, his dad, is out of town still. They went on a little vacation, and they're going to run back. He's going to come back from vacation and then jump in the truck and come down and come to the KPX. So they've just been all over the place, man. These guys are they're very, very deserving. And then I actually had Phil Hand, our flag man, call in. Phil, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, Harrell.
All right, man. Sorry you didn't win. You were one caller short. No one even had a chance to win because it got guessed my first caller.
Yep, that's good. Well,
I thought it would stump people. You know, it's that dang Google, man. Everyone can Google everything, and it's like, bam, there it is. You know?
Get them live on air first and then ask them the question.
I did. We did it live right on air, dude. Everyone heard.
Oh, yeah.
It was live. It was live. We did it live. I had to do it live. But I'm blown away still that, first caller. It's insane. I thought it'd be a few callers at least, you know? I got to tell Kenny what's up. Tell him that Winfrey's going to be wanting his prizes. Last week we gave away some tires. Garrett Randolph Jr. won those. He was really pumped.
Nice. I missed that. That one. I was wondering who won that. That's cool.
Yeah, Randolph won, dude. And I had people guessing all kinds of numbers. Like, they were just throwing numbers out there. 54, 27. I mean, it was like, wow, man. But they did. Garrett Randolph got it. He got it. 65, if anybody's wondering. 65. That's the number to look out for this weekend because I'm coming through. All right. Speaking of this weekend, you excited, Phil?
I'm super excited. I can't wait. I think we're going to have some good weather on Sunday, and Saturday might be a little iffy, but I think everyone's still going to have a good time, and we're gonna have a great race this weekend.
Right. I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be a big turnout, too.
I think so, too. I know Sunday is going to be good for sure, which is all the mains. So I think whatever happens before then is not going to matter. There's still going to be an awesome turnout, and I can't wait.
Right. I think it's going to be. I don't know. I think it's going to be 150.
I hope so. I think the most I've ever done that I know of there, I think it's been like 130-ish or so out there. So that's going to, if there's 150, we're going to have a full house. That's going to be great.
It's going to be a full house anyways. I think it's going to be packed up there. You guys get there early for some decent parking and, I mean, try to get there as early as you can because it's going to be packed. Very, very packed. They're not even allowing any camping. If you have a regular camper, you can't even be inside to camp. You got to park across the street.
Yep.
I think they're going to make everyone drop their trailers and park somewhere else, you know?
That's what happened when at that track in the past, we've had to put people drop their trailers and park on the outside of the gate. And there's plenty of parking out there. It's not like there's plenty of parking. It's just when we get such a big field out there, it gets pretty crowded. So you have to make the best of the situation. And sometimes your vehicle is on the outside of the gate, but it all depends on where you're located and stuff, you know, and how early you get
right
there.
Right, right. Oh, man, it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be fun.
I can't wait. So are you going to you're going to race and announce out there?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one for me.
Did you find a place to pit?
Well, I'm pitting with Rodney, you know, and
okay.
I'm just going to have to – I don't know what I'm going to do, actually. Yeah, you know, my lady's going to give me a hand, I think. So that's that. She's gonna help me out. I got her checking tire pressures and stuff.
It's
kind of funny because I lose 5 pounds. For her to check a tire, I lose 5 pounds. So I got to put in a lot more than air down. She's getting it, though. I wish I had somebody. I just don't. I can't find anybody, you know. It's tough. But we'll figure it out. I'm not scared, you know. There won't be. I got a pretty good setup over the last few practices, and it'll just be a little bit of tire pressure and lubing my chain and you know, my bearings and stuff, and we'll be good.
Yep, that's the perfect job for your lady right there. That's all she needs to do is just make sure you got air in your tires and lube your chain, and you're going to be good. You've been
pretty
good out there at Prairie City the last few times I've seen you drive, so.
I have, actually.
It's kind of funny how different people have different driving styles at different tracks and stuff, and out of Prairie City, you seem to just have the knack for that track. So I'm kind of intrigued on to see how you do out there doing double duty.
Right. It helps me when I do all that and I keep busy like that. You know what I mean? Because I don't get in my own head. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, like I say, it's good. It helps me because I don't get in my own head. It keeps me busy. I don't, you know, get all freaked out and I just get out and go drive, you know? I think it's going to be good. I'm shooting for a top five, dude. That's what I want.
That's good.
I want to win.
I like to hear
that. But I want a top five,
absolutely.
Dude.
How many seniors do you think you're going to have in the 206?
Dude, there's going to be 40. I'm saying probably 40, dude. How many can we allow on that track?
I was just going to ask that. I'm not sure what the max is on that. We're gonna find out.
Right?
I think we're going to find out this weekend what the max is because I think we'll have the max field out there on the track for the main event. It's probably going to be pretty close with the juniors, too.
I think so. I think so.
Even though there's no money on the line for them, there's still a great group of kids out there that put on a great show. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. It's going to be fun. We're going to do a lot of live broadcasting, a lot of it, dude. I'm going to do live stuff all over the place. So if anybody out there wants to help out announcing, grab a mic, man. I could use somebody. You know, we could always use a hand. If you want to try your hand in announcing and help me out, be stoked. Because I want to do a bunch of live feeds. I'm going to be out on the track with Phil for a couple races, calling racing, and it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. So it's going to be fun. We're going to make it fun. It's going to be a good time. But I think I'm going to cut it short, Phil. I know you had a long day. You were at work at, what, 4 o'clock today?
Yep, I got an early start this morning. So I'm
Man, that's early.
I'm hanging on for dear life right now.
Me too, but I got so much to do on my cart and get prepped and get ready and get all my stuff together, and man, I'm going to try to get out there Friday early. I'm going to leave work a little bit early and go out and help with some parking and stuff and try to get my hand out there, you know,
you
the KPX guys and the keys, try to give them a little bit of a hand, make sure everybody is packing them in tight. When you get there, make sure you talk to somebody about where to park your rig. Don't just go park because you might have to move. So make sure you talk to someone when you get there. Parking's going to be tight. So just know that. Parking's going to be tight, and there's going to be a lot of people. So get there early, people. That's what I'm saying. For show. All right. And then, man, Phil, what are you going to go out Saturday night?
I'm going to be there Saturday morning. I'm gonna be flagging for the practice. There's a scheduled practice.
I meant Friday night. That's what I was thinking.
Friday night. Man, I want to, but I don't know if it's gonna happen. I'm gonna have to play that one by ear. I'd like to, just to go out and hang out with all the people and everything. I think that's gonna be awesome.
Right. I think so too.
For sure, I'll be there at, we'll say 5 a.m. on Saturday morning at the worst case scenario.
All right.
Friday night.
You want to come out? I got my RV out there, so you can come out and camp out in the condo. You want to come out, so you're more than welcome. All right.
Thanks.
Well, man, thanks for everybody for tuning in tonight. We're kind of cutting it short because there's so much to do for the KPX. Thanks for everything. All my listeners, man, you guys have been amazing. We're just growing and growing and growing. I love it. I really do. I love it. We're going to give more stuff away because I know you guys like that. My ratings go up when we give free stuff away, so we're going to keep giving free stuff away. I'm trying to work a deal where I give something big away every month. Something big. I've got some things in the works. We'll talk about it more on Monday. And on Monday, we are going to talk about the KPX that is going to be an awesome, awesome time. If you're worried about a little bit of rain, don't, because Saturday is going to be off and on, and Sunday is going to be beautiful. So it's just going to be it's going to be epic. So get out there. Even if you're not, driving a car, get out there and go watch. It's going to be some good racing. They've got $1,000 up for the winner of the senior class. So it's going to be some good racing with some quality people there. Excuse me. So don't miss out on that. All right. And Harrell's 2 cents tonight is get your cart ready. All right, get your car ready. Do all your prepping right now. If you're still prepping, you're late. Okay, you're late. And if you're not to the grid, you are late. So don't be late, because I'm going to have Bill all up my butt when you guys aren't on the grid. He yells at me. I don't know why he yells at me, but he does. So let's try to keep Harrell from getting yelled at from Bill, our grid guy. But, all right, well, man, you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Man, I will see you guys. I'm going to be there Friday camping out, so come out Friday. If you guys are around, come out Friday, hang out, and you'll be there for Saturday morning. We'll just party it up. We'll have a party. I got my RV, my wheel up there, so it's going to be on. It's going to be fun, so don't miss it, all right? Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys Monday. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see you guys this weekend, man. This is Harrell. That is Phil. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you again.
You need